Yeah, I feel fine. You'd have to ask Jamie.
I know, Trevor, you're pretty harsh evaluating the performance. You said it's embarrassing. On film, did it kind of confirm that, or did it just, you go, oh, okay, well, if, you know, X, Y, Z work out, then maybe we're not thinking it's embarrassing.
Football, it always goes down to execution, and we didn't do that. I didn't do that. I didn't do a very good job, and I've got to be better, and I think everybody on the offense would stand up here and tell you the same thing. And
what wasn't going right for you personally?
Yeah, just no rhythm. And yeah. I think this game and this position all comes down to rhythm. And if you can start, you know, finding completions and you can stay on the field and, you know, get into your game plan, which is really why you do the game plan, is so you can get rolling and get into all your calls. And when we're two and out, you know, backed up, two and out, you know, first down, then we're punting and didn't really get in that. We couldn't get into a groove and hard to get into your game plan stuff. So, yeah, we just got to flat out be better. Really, it just comes down to their 12 versus our 12 and making sure we execute and we build in things to beat their coverage. And if it's not there, we build in stuff to check it down and to be able to move the chains. And like I said, we just weren't able to do that, whether it was a misread by me or a misthrow by me or whoever's turn it was. And like I said, I've got to be accountable and I've got to be better. And I think everybody up here would tell you the same thing.
You said it. I've said it. A lot of guys have said it, that this team, the talent-wise, shouldn't have the record it has. How do you fix that? First, like, why are you there and how do you level out the talent level and the record somehow?
Yeah, it's frustrating, obviously, and as frustrated as any Elks fan is, I promise you, the frustration with where we're at is higher in here, you know, with ourselves and taking a hard look and being accountable to one another, and we're doing all that we can, but it just comes down to us being able to execute, and that comes down to your process, you know, is your process and your day-to-day preparing, you know, every single day, you know, like it's your last, and being able to just execute one play at a time, doing your job. And you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that last week, especially. And, you know, we've got to be able to get into a rhythm and get rolling. And once we do that, that's when you can start to see the talent on this roster start to flourish.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.